AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Pope Francis concluded his second day in America by canonizing a Franciscan friar who established 9 missions in the late 1700s in present-day California. Speaking through a translator at the Catholic University of America in Washington, Pope Francis said Junipero Serra was a protector of Native Americans.
Junipero sought to defend the dignity of the Native community, to protect it from those who had mistreated and abused it.
Many Native Americans say Sierra enslaved converts and contributed to the spread of disease that wiped out entire populations. The Pope has returned to the Vatican's diplomatic mission in Washington to rest up after a long, tiring day, but not before patting a few more heads of children outside the mission. While being driven through the streets of Washington today in the Popemobile, Francis motioned for bodyguards to let a little girl approach him with a letter. 5-year-old Sophie Cruz from the Los Angeles area says she wanted the Pope's help in keeping her family, who is in this country illegally, together.
Hi, my name is Sophie Cruz. I am 5 years old. I am an American citizen with Mexican roots. I live in Los Angeles, California, in the heart of agriculture. My parents are immigrants from Oaxaca, Mexico.
Tomorrow, Francis becomes the first pope to address a joint meeting of Congress. Faced with a flood of migrants through Europe, the EU has agreed to spend an extra $1.1 billion to feed them. The head of Volkswagen has stepped down after admitting his company rigged diesel cars to pass U.S. tests. Auto analyst Lauren Fix says it was expected.
Because of the fact that, one, his contract was due on Friday, and two, you know, someone sort of has to take the fall.
This is AP Radio News. Speaking to the Greater Charleston Business Alliance and South Carolina African American Chamber of Commerce today, Donald Trump said Hillary Rodham Clinton's campaign is struggling.
She's got horrible numbers. She's coming down like a really, really sick rocket.
Republican lawmakers are expressing frustration about what they say is a lack of information from the Justice Department about Clinton's use of a private email account and server while she was Secretary of State. Published reports have surfaced this week, citing anonymous government officials as saying the FBI has succeeded in recovering deleted emails from Clinton's server. A lawyer for the Democratic presidential candidate provided the device to the FBI last month after he said all emails had been removed and printed copies of all non-personal messages were provided to the State Department. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.